Smith and Nelson in the morning on 94.9 KISS FM.
Montana's country leader, 94.9 KISS FM. It's Smith and Nelson in the morning, the next to last day that Mike Smith's fob will work on the door.
Yeah. Yeah,
we'll shut it down.
I guess I got to turn that in to somebody at some point.
Missed that news? Mike's leaving? Going to work at the Roxy full-time.
Yes, yeah, tomorrow is my last day here at the station, which is kind of surreal, pretty wild.
Yeah, all right, well, there you go. You got today and tomorrow, hang out with us, and then that's all she wrote.
And then it's, I mean, you'll still be here. So
well,
there's that.
Well, yeah, but yeah, today and tomorrow, that's all she wrote
for me, yeah. Yeah, but the listeners will still have you to latch on to.
All right, this is another one of those studies where they spend a bunch of money on, and it's like, what exactly was the point of that? This is a study that proves that being hangry really is a thing.
I don't think we needed a study to figure that out.
That's the point, yes. when you're so hungry, you're angry, of course, hangry. So for 3 weeks, they had 64 people use an app, track their emotions and how hungry they felt, and it showed that not eating really does make us mad.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Even if I didn't, like, believe this was a thing before, after having dated my girlfriend for 2 years, I can confirm 100% that it is the thing.
You didn't need 64 people. You just needed the one.
Exactly, yeah.
It says when people were craving food, they were 34% angrier and 37% more irritable. They also took 38% less pleasure in whatever they happen to be doing. So, I mean, I think really all you had to do is like watch the Snickers commercials, where it's like,
right,
you're not yourself when you're hungry.
That's all the scientific study you need.
Yeah, I don't know why I had to spend all the money. It says the team behind the study says it's important to avoid the situations because your hanger won't necessarily go away once you eat. Feeling hangry for even a day can affect your overall mood and leave you in a slight rut for days or even weeks. That seems a little much, doesn't it?
That's a little excessive.
So you tell me lunchtime's coming up. You're like, oh, I skipped breakfast. Man, I'm just really hungry. I'm getting a little hangry.
Yeah.
It's going to affect you for weeks?
For weeks on end.
That seems a little crazy.
I think that might mean that like you need to readjust whatever your eating schedule is because it's probably affecting you every day of those weeks, right?
Yeah, that seems a little extreme there.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Another survey where they probably spent a bunch of money and really didn't need to.
That's probably true.
But on the flip side, we can help prevent you from being hangry, I guess.
That's true, yeah. If maybe you forget your lunch tomorrow, but you need some cookies delivered to you, that might help you out.
It's Free Cookie Friday as we team up with Crumble Cookies, the flavors of the week. Kind of all 4th of July / America themed this week.
Yeah, you got in on the flavors last night, right?
We went last night and grabbed some as a kind of after-dinner dessert. Birthday cake this week, the patriotic version, red,
sure,
white, and blue. It's one of my favorite cookies, I think. Just simple cake batter, cream cheese frosting. Anytime you're putting that cream cheese frosting on,
oh yeah,
right up top of the list.
It does the job for sure. You got that. You got the apple pie cookie this week, of which, of course, you know, nothing more American than that. You got the s'mores brownie cookie, which I'm guessing you were a big fan of.
Was very delicious.
Yeah,
the marshmallows on top. I mean, just out of the oven. You know, they give it to you served warm. Nice ooey gooey marshmallows.
That is the one where you go to the website. You know, you see all the the camera movements all around the cookies and stuff. You see them break apart the s'mores brownie cookie, and it's all gooey and stuff. It looks great.
And that's how it was. So I walked to the door, and my daughter was like, "Ah, I want some of that with the marshmallow." And I like broke it apart, and I was like, "Oh yeah,
there it is."
Just like the website shows.
You got the blue raspberry featuring icy and the cornbread cookie all this week.
Of course, milk chocolate chip always in the mix. Someone gets a party box full of all of those flavors delivered tomorrow during the workday.
Yes, they do. All you got to do is go to the Win Stuff page, kissfm.com, where your free Kiss FM mobile app will be drawn a winner today.
Montana's country leader, 94.9 Kiss FM. Ironhorse Tony. Say what they tweet, what they do. It's what's making news in the world of country music. This is the Music City 60 on 94.9 KISS FM.
Yes, it is your Music City 60. And Carly Pearce has been sharing videos where she reveals random facts about herself, which includes things like her favorite movie of all time is It's Complicated with Meryl Streep. The fact that she walked off stage from a show and afterwards she changes into pajamas, doesn't matter what time it is. And
2 in the afternoon.
Yeah, exactly.
PJ time.
Yep. And she's also convinced she has the biggest head of anyone, including everybody who works for her.
This is not a fact. This is just her her feeling.
I guess this is just how she feels, that she thinks she has the biggest head. I feel like there should be like a head measuring, like, you know, contest or whatever in the country music to see who really has the biggest one.
It's a good idea.
But Carly Pearce has the biggest head, according to her.
The next ACM awards where everybody's all in one place.
We're going to skip the awards and just like have somebody walking around with a measuring tape.
Get the tape measure out. Tim McGraw recently talking about how he's an expert at cooking ribs. him dishing on the details about the dry rub that he uses. All right, write this down if you want the famous McGraw dry rub ingredients.
Okay.
You can recreate it on your own time. I don't have the actual measurements. But Tim says dark brown sugar, ground espresso beans, chipotle powder, smoked paprika, salt, and pepper. I would never think ground espresso beans as part of a, you know, dry coating for ribs.
Yeah, no, that's a secret ingredient.
Yeah,
nice.
I guess so.
All right, Taste of Country recently ranks the best summer country songs of all time. They went with the top 50. Here's the top five. I'm not going to read them off all 50, but top five. Number five, Find Me a Boat by Chris Jansen. Number four, Summertime by Kenny Chesney. Number three, Body Like a Back Row by Sam Hunt. Number two, All Summer Long by Kid Rock. And the number one top summer country song of all time, Chattahoochee by Alan Jackson.
Interesting. But Body Like a Back Road, I don't even know if I'd call it, I don't know if that's really a summertime
song.
Yeah,
I don't know. I guess that has like a summery vibe to it, you know?
I'd wipe that one out. I'd flip Kenny's Summertime up to number one.
Okay, fair enough.
That's how I'd alter the list. What's the first concert Scotty McCreery ever attended? If you're wondering, that would be George Strait.
Okay.
It's actually pretty fitting since Scotty's current song is called Damn Straight and it mentions George Strait in it. Might be where the conversation came up in this interview.
Makes sense.
Scotty says it was unreal for a first show. I just remember sitting there watching him in the arena and being like, man, how cool is that? 60 number ones and people are crowding the arena, singing his songs back to him. Scotty said that was the dream of his when he was a teenager. And wouldn't you know it? There you go. Did it.
There you go. If I was Scotty McCreery, I'd have number one song about Kenny Loggins right now.
I saw a video. I was scrolling through Facebook the other day, and it was like the clip of Scotty's first appearance on American Idol.
Oh, really?
Like the judge is like, "What's your name, Scott?" You know, and it's just that awkward, like you didn't know who he was, and
he
just looks so different, and it's kind of cool to see. But there you go. Pretty cool first concert to see, though.
There you go.
If you're gonna do it right with George Strait.
And now, you're in the know with Nashville. Smith & Nelson's Music City 60. 94.9 KISS FM. 94.9 KISS FM.
Everyone she knows is getting married. All the girls who used to get around cut their hair up to their shoulders, spend all the Sunday sober now. Everyone she knows is having babies. They got tired of fighting with the clock, and their mama's always asking if she's ever gonna have one. She's boiling on the boys, and the men are too damn old. She's sick of summer love, but the winter's just too cold. She's a Marilyn in blue jeans with a touch of Jackie O. She's stuck between 17 and everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. Everyone she knows is buying houses, even though their husbands don't come home. Don't call their exes up to fix it. If they do, they don't admit it. No, no, no. Everyone she knows is getting healthy. She still smokes a couple when she drinks, but the bars are getting harder. They don't have a card. And she's bored with all the boys. Men are too damn old. She's sick of summer love, but the winter's just too cold. She's a Marilyn in blue jeans with a touch of Jackie O. She's stuck between 17 and everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. She goes out on Saturday. She comes home late, she don't have to fight it. She thinks, ain't got it all, but I got it all right. And for a minute, she's glad that she ain't like everyone she knows. She's bored with all the boys, men are too damn old. She's sick of summer love, the winter's just too cold. She's a Marilyn in blue jeans with a touch of Jackie O. She's stuck between 17 and everyone she knows. everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. Everyone she knows.
Kenny Chesney, 94.9 KISS FM. Kenny in Bozeman on Saturday. It's actually happening, people.
It really is.
Only when tickets go on sale for that originally? 2019?
Oh, yeah, 3+ years ago.
The fall of? That's wild. Kenny in Bozeman on Saturday. That'll be a party. Next month, Maren Morris coming to Big Sky Brewing Company Amphitheater.
August 20th, and you've got your chance to win tickets at 7:45.
A full moon shining bright. Edge of the water, we were feeling all right. Back down a country road, the girls are always hot and the beer is ice cold. Cadillac, horns on the hood. My buddy Frankie had his dad hook him up good. Girls smile when we roll by. They hop in the back and we cruise to the riverside. Whoa. Never gonna grow up. Never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. We were doing it right. We were coming alive. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Blue eyes and auburn hair, sitting looking pretty by the fire in a lawn chair. New to town and new to me, her ruby red lips was sipping on sweet tea. Shot me a little like a shooting star, so I grabbed a beer and my old guitar. Then we sat around till the break of dawn, howling and singing our favorite song. Whoa. Never gonna grow up. Whoa. Never gonna slow down. Whoa. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. We were doing it right. Whoa. We were coming alive. Whoa. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Whoa, oh, never gonna grow up. Ha, never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. Whoa. We were doing it right. Whoa. We were coming alive. In a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. A barefoot blue jean night. A barefoot blue jean night. A barefoot blue jean night.
The biggest names in country music.
Hey everyone, this is Keith Urban.
I'm Thomas Shrey.
Hey, we're Florida George Line.
Yeah, we got them. KYSSFM Missoula and K251CH Sealy Lake. Montana's country leader is 94.9 KISS FM, a Town Square media station. It's Montana's country leader, 94.9 KISS FM.
Crack it on Monday morning, coffee strong, pouring everything you got into a paycheck Friday night. Your power stroke, diesel, backhoe riding, king of beers, 18-wheeler driving, living life in between the lines of clocking in and quitting time. But then the six-string circus comes to town, we hang them speakers over the crowd. When the lights come on, everybody screaming, lighters in the sky, yeah, everybody singing, every word to every song of the girl that's taking home tonight. When the lights come on, everybody's feeling a hallelujah high from the floor to the ceiling. Yeah, the drink that we're drinking, the smoke that we're smoking, the party we throw, it's going all night long when the lights come on.
We're talking about memories, yeah, we're gonna make them. Talking about rules, you know we're gonna break them. When the lights come on, everybody's screaming. Lighters in the sky, yeah, everybody's singing. Every word to every song of the girl that's hanging on tonight. When the lights come on, everybody's feeling a hallelujah high from the floor to the ceiling. Yeah, the drink that we're drinking, the smoke that we're smoking, the party we're throwing, it's going all night long. When the lights come on, when the lights come on. Yeah, we all the same, cause we thinking the same thing. We all the same page, cause we sipping the same drink. Something to thank y'all for showing up. Al Dean and the boys are about to blow it up. When the lights come on, everybody's screaming. Lighters in the sky, everybody's singing. Every word to every song of the girl that's taking home tonight. When the lights come on, everybody's feeling a hallelujah high from the floor to the ceiling. Yeah, the drink that we're drinking, the smoke that we're smoking, the party we're throwing, it's going on all night long. When the lights come on, when the lights come on, the buzz blowing it up, it's going on all night long. When the lights come on.
Smith and Nelson, 94.9 KISS FM, coming up around 7:30. We'll do what's newsy and noteworthy for the morning, plus 7:45 Maren Morris tickets.
That's right, yeah.
Before we get to any of that, though, we got to dig into the Smith and Nelson mailbag.
Okay, the fans are checking in.
We will check that next. Right now, Chris Jansen. Cheers. Fix a drink. It's KISS.
Well, it's hotter than hell outside right now. It's 100 in the shade with the sun beating down. Forecast calling for some more of the same. Well, I can't fix that, but I can fix a drink. I turn on Fox News and then CNN, but it's the same dang thing all over again. The world's in the toilet and the market's in the tank. Well, I can't fix that. No, but I can fix a drink. Pour it on ice, mix it on up and get you feeling right. I can get you buzzed, I can get you smiling. I can make you feel like you're sitting on an island. I can make it fruity, or I can make it strong. All you gotta do is tell me what you want. Put it to your lips, take a little sip, and tell me what you think. Yeah, I can fix a drink. You got a broken phone and a broken heart. The boss is on your back and your truck won't start. None of your friends wanna listen to Hank. Well, I can't fix that. No, but I can fix a drink. Pour it on ice, mix it on up and get you feeling right. I can get you buzzed, I can get you smiling. I can make you feel like you're sitting on an island. I can make it fruity, or I can make it strong. All you gotta do is tell me what you want. To your lips, take a little sip, tell me what you think. Yeah, I can fix a drink. I don't know what's going on with you, but if you got some cheap whiskey and some Mountain Dew, Malibu, Cuervo, Coke in a cup, brother, I can hook you up. I can fix a drink, pour it on ice, mix it on up and get you feeling right. I can get you buzzed, I can get you smiling. I can make you feel like you're sitting on an island. I can make it fruity, or I can make it strong. All you gotta do is tell me what you want. Put it to your lips, take a little sip, tell me what you think. Yeah, I can fix a drink. Yeah.
Denny Bedard
gets you through the afternoon, starting at 3 p.m. on 94.9 KISS FM.
Like I'm learning the hard way again. It's all my fault. Yeah, I dropped the ball. You're gone and I'm gone. 3 feet through the wind. Thinking about all I've wasted on you.
Country Leader, 94.9 KISS FM. Smith & Nelson in the morning. Checking the old Smith & Nelson mailbag here in moments. First, a weather check. Upper 80s for our day today. Chance we could have a mix of thunderstorms around the later part of the afternoon and maybe the late evening. Again, upper 80s tomorrow. Next week, the hot stuff is coming. Temperatures in the 90s. Pretty much all through next week. Beginning Tuesday, right on through the weekend. So, hot stuff coming.
Yeah.
We check weather for the morning. It's brought to us by the Advocates Injury Attorney.
That's right. If you've been in an accident, don't go it alone. Call your local Advocates Injury Attorney. They take the stress away, deal with the insurance, and get you the settlement you deserve. They don't get paid until you win. Call the Advocates today at 406-640-4444 or MontanaAdvocates.com.
You're right.
I was thinking about...
I know what you're thinking.
Thinking about the Nacho Average Burrito line and the Taco Time burrito, and then I was thinking about saying, "What if I said they're Nacho Average Advocates?"
That'd have been brilliant. All right, Smith & Nelson in the morning. Hey, we're snacking on a little breakfast this morning from Brooklyn Bagels.
We
can give them a little shout out.
Absolutely, yeah.
And really by accident
that.
Too.
Yeah, kind of stumbled into it a little bit.
So we have down the hall. We have our news station. Where they kind of have, we do like crumble cookies.
Right.
They kind of have a deal with Brooklyn Bagels. They bring in bagels, once a week, and then they deliver bagels. They're out this week.
Yes.
And I guess the memo didn't make its way around the building. So they brought in bagels, and they're like, oh, well, they're not here. You guys want bagels? We're like, yes, we do.
Yes, we reap the benefits of that one. That was great. I had a sesame seed bagel. It was delicious.
Looking at the menu for Brooklyn, I haven't been to the new Brooklyn Bagels, which is over by, if you know where Firehouse Subs is,
right.
It's basically in that same parking lot where, and all of it is where Fuddruckers used to be there.
Yes, and they just recently kind of opened up, too.
Yeah, they haven't been, it's only been a month or two.
Yeah,
or
a few months
like
they've been around, yeah.
Looking at the, I had the cinnamon raisin, delicious. But looking at the, man, they've got the assortment of bagels. They've got you know, coffee, bagel sandwiches. You can do breakfast, Italian pastries. Cool part about it is all of the stuff comes from New York.
Yes, it does.
The owner was born and raised in New York City, moved to Montana, been here about 7 years. But yeah, it's all the products, 100% made in New York. So if you, well, I mean, you're from New York.
I am, yeah.
You should be over there checking ahead.
I mean, I've had their stuff before. Yeah, it's very good.
Oh,
yeah.
You've been over there?
I haven't been to the building before yet, but I've had their, like, I feel like they've just kind of been around.
In the previous
weeks
that they've come?
Yeah, I mean, they've been here through the station. Yeah. They've been at a couple other places that I've been at, and I've been able to get bagels there. No, it's been nice. I mean, you know, New York, I confirm New York has the best bagels. So it's nice to have, like, an actual New York bagel place around here.
New York bagels, authentic New York cheesecakes. I was looking at this list. How about new items that they have? Gelato, lobster ravioli.
Okay.
Blue crab ravioli, stuffed shells, and manicotti. I got to get over there and I got to do
check
lunch.
That out, yeah.
Forget bagels. I want some manicotti and lobster ravioli.
Yeah, plus, I mean, they got the breakfast sandwiches, too. The sausage, egg, and cheese, the bacon, egg, and cheese, the bacon, sausage, egg, and cheese. Combine the two. So yeah, got a lot of good stuff over there.
I may not want to actually go because I'll never leave.
that is definitely a concern.
BrooklynBagelBakery.com is the website. But yeah, so we got a little sidetracked there. But they brought in some bagels this morning. And,
yes,
man,
they did.
We're having breakfast and living it up. BrooklynBagelBakery.com. All right. As we're going to do, the Smith & Nelson mailbag.
We got distracted by these bagels.
We are very big. The show is very big. In Czechia.
Yes.
At least in one household. We know that. We got this email. I don't remember how long ago it was now, but it was this guy saying, hey, you know, greetings from Czechia.
Right.
How he found us using the Kiss FM mobile app in Czechia. I don't remember the entire story.
He gave us like a whole backstory. Yeah.
And I can't remember what it was, but he listens in Czechia. And so we, you know, we mentioned him. We talked about his story. And at the time, we had a follow-up story because we asked him, how'd you
right.
You know, stumble into this? And he kind of told us, but got a random email. This was on the 4th of July, actually. And it said, hey, wishing you a happy 4th of July from Czechia. It's our buddy David checking in.
All right.
And he says, we're celebrating with you. We'll play darts, drink whiskey, and listen to 94.9 KISS FM.
There we go.
So if you're wondering how they celebrate the 4th in Czechia, that's what they were doing.
Apparently, yeah.
Darts, whiskey, and KISS.
Most countries don't really celebrate the 4th outside of America.
Exactly. Darts, whiskey, and KISS, though, is how it's being celebrated with him in Czechia. So I love that. I thought that was pretty hilarious.
That's pretty great.
And then got this this one yesterday, which, you know, if anybody still isn't in the loop, Mike's leaving.
Yep.
Mike's last day is tomorrow.
Today is my second to last day on the air.
With the not only with the show and being on KISS, but in our building, period.
Yep.
He's out of here.
Moving on to greener pastures.
But somebody, I guess, just kind of caught wind of that conversation yesterday, and they messaged in, said, you know, Mike, you're leaving after Friday? I'm sad. Where the heck are you going? Still in radio? So they must not have heard the entire story.
Yeah, I guess not. Yeah, not in radio anymore. No, I'm going to be moving over to the Roxy Theater here in Missoula, being the new operations manager over there.
Which I replied back, and I mentioned that, going to the Roxy full-time.
Yep.
And they said, they wrote back and said, yes, perfect place for the movie expert.
That's,
yes.
Yeah.
good luck to him.
That's what everybody's been saying. So yeah, very cool. It's you know, it's sad to, you know, leave my fans behind, both in America and in Czechia. But but you know, it's for the best. So, you know, it's going to be a positive move, I think.
Will Czechia recover is the only question that remains to be answered.
If Czechia's economy falls tomorrow, you'll know why.
All right, there you go. Yeah, so just kind of circling back around. If anybody hadn't heard that news, yeah, Mike on the last couple of days of being part of the show here
yeah.
in the morning. But anyway, you want to drop us a line? You can do it anytime. KISS FM mobile app, open it up and tap the message us button.
Morning on 94.9 KISS FM. This is what's newsy and noteworthy with Smith and Nelson on 94.9 KISS FM.
Yes, it is. What's newsy and noteworthy for your morning? And did you know America has its own version of Stonehenge?
Did not.
It doesn't anymore. It got blown up. The Georgia Guidestones were known as America's Stonehenge until someone blew them up yesterday morning. I guess they were in a field in a remote part of northern Georgia. An explosion at 4 a.m. destroyed half of the monument. The rest had to be demolished. People used to compare it to Stonehenge because it featured huge granite stones stacked on top of each other. This one was built in 1980. They think it may have been some kind of like QAnon conspiracy to like destroy Stonehenge or whatever
it
was.
You got like some serious firepower.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Explosive.
So yeah, nobody's sure what happened, but there is footage of the blast. A car is speeding away, so we'll see what happens. Maybe we'll catch them.
Huh. Man in Italy set a new world record. Largest collection of Pepsi cans. 12,402 different cans.
I feel like if you dig through my girlfriend's car, you'll be able to find a bigger collection.
She might be second place on the list.
Yeah.
He and his brother started collecting Pepsi cans in 1989 after they watched Back to the Future movies. Cans are displayed in his basement. He plans to turn his home into a mini museum.
Nice. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
New hangover pill just went on sale in the UK. It's called Miracle, and it's been in the works for more than 30 years. The company behind it says it's packed with two types of healthy bacteria and an amino acid that breaks down alcohol before it hits your liver. Each pill costs about $1. And you have to take two of them a few hours before drinking to prevent a hangover the next day. But the twist is it kind of works by preventing you from getting drunk in the first place. So
what's the point?
Yeah, basically, like, less alcohol hits your bloodstream. So it's more for people who want to kind of drink socially without getting drunk while you're out.
I guess if you just like the taste of what you're drinking.
Yeah, that's exactly.
That's all you're worried about.
That's kind of the idea.
All right, Chicago police recently arresting a guy for stealing luggage and valuables from sleeping victims at O'Hare International Airport.
Oh, wow.
So he would roam through the airport, find travelers that were sleeping.
Yeah.
And then he would basically sneak up on them and take their carry-on bags.
Oh, jeez.
Cops busted him as he was getting ready to enter the airport the other day at 4 in the morning. He previously spent 6 years in prison for stealing from travelers.
Oh, man.
What are you doing? Old habits hard to break,
I guess so, yeah.
Right back to what put you in jail for 6 years.
Yeah, that's low, though. If somebody's sleeping in the airport, they have not been having a good day, probably. Like, their flight has probably been, like, delayed a day or whatever it is. I've been in that situation. Like, it's, you're the most exhausted you've ever been. It's rough.
You gotta tie it to you or something.
Yeah. Speaking of airplanes, by the way, this happened where an Emirates flight out of Dubai landed safely on Australia on Friday, even though a huge hole got punched in the side of the plane mid-flight. I guess there was a big bang shortly after takeoff. Even the flight attendants kind of freaked out a little bit, but the pilots just kept going. There was no alarms that went off. Everything seemed fine. The flight was 14 hours.
Whoa.
Sounds like it happened 45 minutes in. So for over 13 hours over open ocean, they were flying with a giant hole in the side of the plane.
And it was, I saw the picture.
Yeah, it's like a 3 or 4 foot hole.
Can you imagine, like, sitting right next to that,
right,
or across the aisle from that,
and yeah,
like looking down and out. Just, oh, wow.
And the thing is, nobody knew about the hole until they landed. They saw the plane once they landed. That was it.
Oh, jeez,
crazy.
I don't even know how that happened.
Yeah.
All right, final one. Shaquille O'Neal shopping at a Best Buy in Dallas recently, and met a young family. Kind of started talking a little bit, joking around. Shaq liked them. They were looking for a new washing machine. Shaq said, "Foot the bill. I got this."
There you go.
And go ahead and throw in a 70-inch television while you're at it. Asked him for a comment. Shaq said, I just want to make people happy. You got to love that.
I'm going to go try to... Where does Shaquille O'Neal live? I might try to, like, hang out in that neighborhood for a while. Just
happen
to
bump into him while you're out shopping.
Yeah. Oh, we happen to be at Best Buy? Oh, man. What do we got?
Running it. Oh, geez. Oh, hey, Shaq. Wow. Cool story, though.
Yeah.
I like that. All right. There you go. Newsy and noteworthy for your morning. It's Kiss.
This part of Smith and Nelson in the Morning, brought to you by Hunter Bay Coffee, Montana's premium gourmet coffee roaster.
94.9 KISS FM, Smith and Nelson in the Morning. Coming up here in just moments, we'll tell you about some fun happening tomorrow and Saturday. Good chance to get out and do something with the family.
That's right.
All right, more on that here in moments. First, we tell you part of the morning is brought to you by Taco Time.
That's right. Try the new Impossible Nacho Burrito. You won't believe how much Impossible meat tastes like seasoned ground beef. But it's 100% vegetarian, what? A delicious combination of impossible meat and your favorite nacho ingredients, all wrapped in a home-style tortilla. It's Nacho Average Burrito. The Impossible Nacho Burrito, only for a limited time at Taco Time at North Reserve.
All right, we handled that like pros.
Yes, we did.
Moving on, go to Kiss
FM. I hope Taco Time really likes these these readings.
KissFM.com and your Kiss FM mobile app. We got the story about some fun for the weekend. It's going to be tomorrow and Saturday.
Yes.
Mission Valley Super Oval. Usually when we say that, we're talking about, like, car racing for the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
The Malicious Monster Truck Tour is stopping at Mission Valley Super Oval.
Okay, interesting.
So you get the family out, watch the monster trucks do their thing, which is very cool. I mean, Been to a monster truck show. Pretty awesome to be next to those things. If you, sure. Especially if you can get up close. Usually, you know, before it starts, maybe out like the parking lot or whatever they call
right,
it.
Right, yeah.
Pit party they do, whatever.
Yeah, really give you some sense of like how big these trucks actually are.
You see it on TV or you see something, you're like, oh, that's pretty cool. You know, big old truck doing a flip.
Right.
But then when you go stand next to one of the tires and you're like, it's about 8 feet tall. And you're looking up and going, well, okay, now I get it. I don't know. I might have told this story before. I got to be a judge one time at Monster Jam.
I think you did mention this once. Yeah,
and it was just like one of the coolest things because you know they put you right up close, but then after every run, you had to score it somewhere. One to ten on the flip chart of numbers. But then, but it was pretty cool because every time you'd give a score, you know, the camera would put all the judges on the big screen.
So yeah,
you were monster truck royalty for the night. it was pretty awesome. But yeah, so coming up tomorrow and Saturday, Mission Valley Super Oval, things are going to get loud. There's going to be some crunching going on.
Yep.
Monster trucks doing those cool jumps, making their runs.
Yes.
Plus, you've got the car-chomping dinosaur.
Megasaurus.
This is cool. I want to get out there and check it out if possible.
Right.
$20 for adults.
Not bad.
So not bad. Tickets only get cheaper as the kids get younger.
Nice.
$15 between the ages of 10 and 14. Between 5 and 10, it's just $10 for tickets. Kids 4 and under are free. They've got gates for the shows at 4, the pit party happening at 5, and then all the fun starts at 6 o'clock.
There you go.
All right, so Mission Valley Super Oval. You can check out the details with the upcoming schedule through the summer as well, because they got a lot of fun stuff happening.
Sure, a lot of races, all that kind of good stuff.
But tomorrow and Saturday, you got Monster Trucks. The Malicious Monster Truck Tour. If you want more details and you want to link through to those tickets, we have everything you need with your Kiss FM mobile app.
Yep, this is your local country morning show. No bones about it. Smith and Nelson on 94.9 Kiss FM.
Craving.
It's Odds and Ends with Smith and Nelson on 94.9 Kiss FM.
Yes, it is. Some odds and ends for your morning. I guess Dodger Stadium recently placed a ban on throwing peanut bags to people. Which a famous Dodger Stadium vendor, Roger Owens, who's been doing that for almost 60 years, is saying, well, you know, I'm going to do it, but he's heartbroken. He's not going to fight the decision. He still thinks it's kind of ridiculous. he says, they got time to see it coming. It's not like some bullet that goes straight through. It's a bag of peanuts. So
usually everybody's looking because they know it's happening.
Exactly, yeah.
Maybe it's directly linked to him, the fact that he's like 80 years old now.
want to throw his arm out or something like that?
Maybe his accuracy is starting to fail a little bit.
Could be that. But actually, the Dodgers have tried banning peanut tossing before in the 70s and in the 80s. Both times they had to reverse the ban because fans complained, so... yeah, maybe this will happen again.
We'll see what happens. story says the average price for a regular gallon of gas is now at $4.77 a gallon, which still you go, oh boy, that's high. But
that
I mean, think where we were. It says gas prices have actually fallen in most of the country for 21 straight days.
Yeah, take that for sure.
3 weeks in a row, things have been dropping. Although July is like one of the heavy, you know, travel months of the year, so we'll see if it keeps on that path.
Right, yeah. A hand-painted mandolin that Janis Joplin once owned and then gifted to Jimi Hendrix just sold at auction for $281,000.
A lot of money for a mandolin.
That is. Painted with flowers, their names, the phrases love thy neighbor and flowers, beads, bangles forever. It's a very Joplin Hendrix mandolin right there. First time it ever hit the auction block. A private collector had it 20 years ago in the Memphis Music Hall of Fame.
Wow, that's kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
The famous Running of the Bulls in Spain returned yesterday after they had a two-year hiatus because of COVID, coronavirus. So they haven't done it for a couple years. Six bulls ran through the streets of Pamplona, Spain.
Wow.
People trying to get out of the way.
Yeah, I guess so.
One of the crazier events there is.
Yeah.
It's returned.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. The Duffer Brothers, creators of Stranger Things, say they're working on more Stranger Things. We already knew season 5 was happening. They've said for a long time that would probably be the last season. Now they're saying there's also going to be a spinoff and a stage play. Like an actual like play that's set in the world of Stranger Things. But that's pretty much all anybody has said about it. No real other details other than it's going to happen at some points.
Well, that's what they do. When something's hot, you just got to more yeah. Until people go, gosh, I'm kind of tired of that.
Yep, pretty much.
You got to strike while the iron's hot, though, right? So things that happened on this day. How about this date? 1928, sliced bread was sold for the first time.
Wow.
By a baking company in Missouri.
And everything after that was the greatest thing since that day.
This day in 1950, Johnny Cash joins the U.S. Air Force. And it was this day in 2009, Michael Jackson's family and friends gathered to say farewell to the King of Pop at his memorial service at the Staples Center in L.A.
Wow.
Birthdays for your day. How about Ringo Starr? He is 82 years old today.
That's wild.
I still have a hard time thinking John and Paul and Ringo.
Yes.
That old. Still weird when
it's
I see
it. Pretty
that.
Crazy, yeah.
See the Beatles in the 80s.
Right.
All right, there you go. That is your odds and ends for the morning with Kiss.
I get to hear my favorite country every day.
On Montana's country leader.
I love it.
I love it.
94.9 Kiss FM. Driven by Carl Tyler Chevrolet.
Montana's country leader, 94.9 Kiss FM. Smith and Nelson in the morning. You can listen with your free Kiss FM mobile app. Plus, for another day or so, you have Smith and Nelson on demand.
Yes, yeah. After tomorrow, you won't have that anymore.
Mike is leaving. New job. Going to be working over at the Roxy.
Yes.
If you haven't heard that news, with us talking about it in the morning tomorrow, his last day.
There it is.
All right. How about some good news for your Thursday?
Let's do it. Yeah, some good news from all around the world here. A 7-year-old in upstate New York. This is a great story. This kid did the Heimlich maneuver, saved his classmate's life.
Wow.
His classmate was choking. 7 years old, like second graders. And the reason he knew the Heimlich maneuver is because he learned it from watching The Good Doctor on TV, the TV show. Yeah, knew it was something important he needed to remember, and got it from that.
7 years old?
7 years old, knew the Heimlich maneuver thanks to TV. Who says TV can't make a difference?
Who says it's warping the mind?
Exactly, yeah, he saved this kid's life. That's great. This is a cool story, too. You love those lottery ticket stories. A 51-year-old guy in Maryland just hit the lottery for $50,000 using numbers that he got off his Uber driver's license plate.
That's good luck right there.
Yes, it is. Three teenage girls were in a car that plunged into a river in Mississippi on Sunday. But a 16-year-old kid who happened to be there was able to save them all. He says a friend helped him get all three of them out. And then he also saved a cop who jumped in to help but started drowning.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Man.
The cop, I guess, was going for it and was going to save them. And then, couldn't do it himself.
16-year-old saves the kids and then saves the cop.
And then saves the cop. Just Man. On top of that.
Wow.
That's great. And then firefighters near Vancouver, Canada, rescued a dog that got stuck inside a sewer pipe last Friday and couldn't turn around. I guess they lowered a hose down through a manhole, hoping the dog would grab onto it. And he did. So they pulled him back up. He was totally fine. They just said he really needed a bath. It was bad.
Dropped the hose, he chomped on it. And
yeah.
Just pulled him up.
Pulled him out that way, yeah.
Hanging from his teeth. Wow.
Which is pretty impressive. I mean, great tooth strength on that dog right there.
Man, that is impressive.
That's great. But there you go. Those are your good news stories for the day.
Montana's country leader, 94.9 Kiss FM.
If it's
newsworthy nugget of the day with Smith and Nelson on 94.9 Kiss FM.
Brought to you by Farside Sign, Missoula's leading full service sign and custom vehicle graphic shop. Farside Sign in the 2200 block South Avenue West.
All right, nugget time. We find fun facts. We find pieces of information. Things that we hope you didn't already know. And then, you take, you share with people. You seem like you're the smart one.
Exactly, yeah. That is the plan. And this is kind of cool. Did you know this? The University of Alabama's football practice fields are near a couple of apartment complexes that have decks that overlook the fields. But it is in the lease of those apartment complexes that people who live there cannot be on their decks and watch while the game, while the team is practicing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I guess they're pretty secretive about what they're doing. You know,
you can watch, you can peek through the window.
Yeah, I mean... it's one of those things where I feel like it's not super well enforced. I don't know if you can really tell on people for that. But if it's in their lease, they can't be on their deck watching the practice while it's happening. I guess they don't want any leaks getting out about whatever plays they're planning on doing in the upcoming season.
Which people, of course, would post up online.
No, sure, yeah.
But still, I mean, you peek through the curtains.
Exactly. But there you go. So if you're in those few apartment complexes, the University of Alabama's football field. Can't be watching. Need to or not. Now you know.